Paul Connell joins us here in the studio to give us a little preview of the Super Regional and take a look back at the season so far for Carolina. Paul, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning to you. This is just such a remarkable occurrence here for this Carolina baseball team. And the College World Series, the Men's College World Series, is an absolute spectacle in the best manner. And it's nice to see them included in it, because I will tell you that when this team left for Charlotte for the ACC championship, now they had been on the ascent with regard to performance. They had done well, you know, against NC State. They had taken 2 out of 3 there at the, you know, in Raleigh at their home field, and then had swept Florida State. And you're like, you know what, this team is really finally playing well. But I have to say, when the team left town, we were like, gosh, well, let's hope that next year they can really, you know, compound on this. And we thought, well, what would it take? You know, you suspended disbelief. Well, what would it take for us to, you know, really secure a place in the NCAA tournament, which we thought we had, but, you know, get a little more comfortable, because the week before Florida State, we were one of the first four out. Mm-hmm. And to treat Florida State, okay, we're in. What would it take? Geez, we'd really have to do well in the ACC tournament. Well, Scott Forbes gets these guys riled up, and they have a performance for the ages, you know, down in Charlotte. They not only open and defeat Clemson, which is a weaker team, they defeat them in a manner that you want to defeat a weaker team. And then they take Notre Dame. And then they take NC State. And they do it in this grand fashion with 2-3 dominant pitching performances. And then Vance Honeycutt, he is playing at his apex. And they come back and, you know, okay, now we're going to host the regional. And I don't know if anybody was able to make it out to the park last weekend, but that whole melee, you know, that led to the Monday night game against VCU, was College World Series baseball at its finest.
Because
it comes down to, what does your third and fourth pitcher do?
Yep.
Where's your depth? And who surprises you at the plate? And Carolina got all of that, you know, all of that with, you know, good starting pitching that took them into the fourth and fifth inning. Carlson, Schaefer, Will Sandy. And, you know, and then to have some of the surprises at the plate, you know, not your everyday guy is Mikey Madei,
who
at the beginning of the season, if Vegas would have called the odds of him being the primary left fielder and star that he is, and he is a star, those odds would have been what's called off the board.
You know, that's the baseball equivalent of, you start the season thinking there's no way that Luke May is going to be the one to hit the shot at the end of the season that everyone's going to remember forever. And there he is, hitting that home run.
And, you know, you make a great parallel there, because, you know, the parallel between basketball and baseball is right there.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you have Hubert, who took over from Roy Williams. So that's a long-standing icon, a legend who has national championships, who has, you know, national prominence. Holy cow, how do you do that? How do you maintain that energy, that enthusiasm, and that, you know, that spotlight? Because it's about performance, it's about recruiting, and it's about doing the best you can with what you have in the cupboard. And then you have Scott Forbes, who takes over from Mike Fox. Same everything. And wow, you know, how do you do that? Because you want to maintain, you've been the assistant associate for a while, you want to maintain that kind of continuity, but you want to put your own stamp on it. And there is a nice relationship between Scott Forbes and Hubert Davis, and Scott Forbes has talked about it. And back in March, when this baseball team was not doing particularly well, when they were trying to find themselves, when the number on his pedometer going from the bench to the mound to remove pitchers and go, all right, who's the next guy up? Who can just give me 2 innings of solid here? And why are we leaving all these guys on base? And gosh, can we just find a solid 9? You know, the players were starting to wonder. And Scott Forbes was having conversations with Hubert Davis, saying, man, you know, it's hard, you know, to, you know, not be too obvious.
Yep.
And the parallels between basketball and baseball came into play. And in the clubhouse, Scott Forbes is saying, stay off social media. Don't read what other people are saying. It doesn't matter. The people that matter in this room, count on them. Make them better. Let's be better as a team. If you need an example, look at that basketball team across the campus.
Yep.
Where were they in December, January, whatever? What were people saying? Where are they now? They beat Duke twice to end Krzyzewski's, you know, career regular season and, you know, end postseason. They're about to play for the national championship. Why not us? And here we are. And this team has grown and grown together. And they're not leaving guys on base. And they're getting exceptional pitching. And they have stars that are coming to rise. And they have, you know, players that you would not expect, you know, coming to perform in critical spots. And it's just a pleasure. It's a pleasure to watch this team.
And I think that's good advice for anyone. Like, stay off social media. Don't worry about proving yourself to social media. Prove yourself to yourself, and then social media will follow if you can do that.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So it's an exciting, exciting time to be in Tar Heel baseball. There is not a ticket to be had for the Super Regional. And it's great. You know, Bosch Ammer is, you know, a class facility. The UNC staff and operations staff, just they are the class of the field. It is an outstanding experience. But you got an SEC team here coming in Arkansas that beat Oklahoma State, which was described by Ryan McGee of ESPN as the baseball team most likely to be, you know, basically convicted of trying to be a football team. Those guys are huge.
Yeah,
I mean, they look like you, if you threw inside on them, they'd run to the mound and crush your spleen. And Arkansas played a little smaller ball.
There's nothing to do in Stillwater except the weight room.
I mean,
so
come on,
you know,
you're Cal Tipping, you're doing what you're doing.
There you go.
And you know, so here comes Arkansas, and you know, this is another team that travels well. All 600 tickets that we're giving to that university, there's no doubt they're going to be, you know, the crimson will be clad at Bosch Ammer, and it's going to be an exciting, exciting event. So the key, though, comes down to what does Carlson do? The, you know, our ace of the staff and our equal ace now. You know, usually only have one, and then you got a guy that you're hopeful for, and then it's, you know, you roll the dice on three. What happens on day two with Brandon Schaefer? This is the guy who threw a complete game in the ACC championship after nobody all season going more than 7 1/3. And, you know, what do these two guys do? And then what happens with the bats? Because if you get good starting pitching, you step to the plate and, you know, you go, you know, Zarate, Horvath, Soretti, you know, you get to your four, you get down to Osuna, and you go, okay, let's drive some runs in, and you do it early, and you smack them in the mouth early, or you get hit early, and you respond the way Carolina has, you could be on your way to Omaha. And, you know, Carolina has wanted to get back to Omaha for quite some time.
11 a.m. on Saturday. We've got Tar Heel baseball in action at the Bosch. Saturday, weather permitting, we'll have it all for you right here on 97.9 The Hill. Sunday at 1, the series continues. Monday, if necessary, going to be a great weekend at the Bosch. Paul Connell, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks so much. Go Heels.